Good day, and welcome to the Shantagold conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. As a reminder, today's conference will be recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Eric Zurin, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for dialing into today's quarter four 2020 production and operations report for Shantagold. Just as a reminder, Shanta is the third largest gold company in Tanzania after Barrick and AngloGold Ashanti, who are number one and two in country. Joining me today is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. On today's call, over the next 15-20 minutes, we will cover all three of our East African assets, including the New Luweke Gold Mine and the thrust of our growth in the West Kenya and Singida projects. Let us begin with our producing mine, the New Luweke Gold Mine in southwestern Tanzania, which is now in its ninth year of continuous production. Starting on slide three of the presentation that is on our website. New Luweke continues to have a transformational impact on the region in which it operates, and the strong social license to operate that we have worked so hard to achieve is core to our strategic decision-making. 2020 was a great example of why a strong indigenization philosophy in mining is so important. With 99.5% of our employees hailing from Tanzania, we weathered the challenges of people movement that was brought on by the pandemic. Moreover, we were able to procure a disproportionate amount of our goods and services from within the country. When roads, borders, travel corridors are disrupted internationally, we have had natural risk mitigants in place. We've also been a long-standing cash generative partner for the government of Tanzania. We pay cash taxes, and over the life of our mine, we've made payments to government of $129 million. I was in Tanzania last week and met with the Minister of Mines again, who is supportive of our work and encourages us to continue from strength to strength in country. In 2020, we took a big step forward in increasing our non-fossil fuel generated power sources. We already have Tanzania's largest solar plant, and we're now sourcing about 11% of our power from the state grid. I've challenged the team this year to increase that by 250% to sourcing nearly 40% of our power from the state grid. It's lower cost and it's sustainable, and we'll publish our sustainability report later this quarter. Finally, our safety record is excellent, now reaching over 6 million hours with no LTIs dating back over 3 years to 2017. On to slide four. To summarize, over the last 12 months, Shanta's portfolio has transformed from one to three active projects, including the very high-grade West Kenya project that we acquired in August. We are now fully funded to build Singida into Tanzania's next gold mine and to advance West Kenya to a construction decision. During the quarter, we announced combined NPVs for these two projects of $396 million at a gold price of $1,700 per ounce. Shanta's transition from a single asset leveraged gold producer to a fully funded East African gold company with very exciting growth. Let's move on to slide five to recap the highlights of the fourth quarter. Q4 delivered a steady result. We produced 20,622 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $870 per ounce. As mentioned, safety continues to be excellent with zero LTIs and our total recorded injury frequency rate improving year-on-year now at 0.97. The balance sheet is in excellent shape. We have a net cash position of $37 million, total liquidity of $53 million, and we are unhedged. Most importantly, during the quarter, we announced an independent scoping study for our high-grade West Kenya project with an NPV of $340 million, IRR of 110%, and life of mine average annual production of 105,000 ounces over 9 years at an all-in sustaining cost of $681 per ounce. Infill drilling has started at that project, and we're targeting the upgrading of inferred resources to the M&I category before declaring mineable reserves. On to slide 6, and I can report that last week I was in Kenya and Tanzania, including on-site at the West Kenya Drilling and the Nuluika Gold Project, as well as visits to Dodoma and Dar es Salaam to meet various government officials. I can report normal operations and focus teams. Q4 production and costs continued to be resilient and robust. Total production for 2020 was 82,978 ounces, right within our guidance of 80,000 to 85,000 ounces that we set 12 months ago before the onset of the pandemic. Cost management was disciplined and resulted in cash costs of $579 per ounce for the year at an all-in sustaining cost of $841 at the lower end of our 2020 guidance of $830 to $880. We're guiding to produce approximately 80,000 ounces in 2021 at an all-in sustaining cost of $900 to $950 per ounce on a like-for-like basis. And incorporating the true definition of the World Gold Council, that number is $1,050 to $1,100 per ounce, which includes development costs. Slide 7 is a quarterly recap of key metrics, and I'll highlight a few of the figures. Starting with tons ore milled, of 713,000 tons, which is a new record for Shanta. This has been increased by 13% since 2017 through process plant optimizations. We're now commissioning mill number 3, which is the 10-ton per hour, during this quarter, first quarter, and expect tons ore milled to increase to 783,000 tons in 2021 following this very modest capital investment. This will allow us to lower the blended grade to around 3.5 grams per ton, valorizing more of the contained resources around our operation while maintaining a similar gold production profile. Recoveries in Q4 also edged up to 90.4%. This is the highest it's been in 2 years. During the fourth quarter, we installed a 2-ton per day oxygen plant, which is expected to improve recoveries by 0.5% from weathered rock, that's rock within the open pits, and 1% improvement from fresh rock sources, which are underground. Finally, as mentioned previously, we are now unhedged, and the realized gold price in 2021 will track spot gold prices, which is currently about $350 per ounce, better than what we realized last year. Slide 8 is a recap of our mining activity. I can report that ore was extracted from all three underground operations during the fourth quarter. A total of 156,000 tons of ore grading 4.5 grams per ton was mined from underground in Q4, which is exactly what was mined in terms of tonnage and grade in Q3. A further 45,000 tons of ore grading 1.4 grams per ton was mined from open pit sources in Q4, compared to 39,000 tons grading 2.16 grams in Q3. Open pit mining is currently expected to resume in March, and the process plant is de-risked through a run-of-mine stockpile that we currently have about 8 weeks of supply available. As you can see on slide 9, we achieved a record annual EBITDA of $64 million based on a realized selling price of $14.95 per ounce. We are now unhedged. An illustration of an extra $350 per ounce over the full 883,000 ounces points to over $25 million of additional cash flow for an unhedged business. I'll now cover the exciting growth embedded in our business over the next three slides and wrap up with what to expect over the next 6 months. During the year, we added 173,000 ounces of new reserves and more than fully replaced all the mined ounces in 2020. This chart illustrates on slide 10 the success that we've had with the drill bit. In 2016, 2019, and 2020, the years when we have had exploration drilling, we have successfully replaced mined ounces and extended the mine life. 2017 and 2018 were periods of deleveraging and de-risking where exploration was deprioritized. The 2021 exploration budget has been increased by 50% from the 2020 level, to $8 million in Tanzania, totaling about 40,000 meters of drilling. Thus far, the return on exploration spending has far outweighed any other capital investment. On to slide 11, a recap of the West Kenya project, which is a really important potential value plank for Shanta shareholders. Now, just to remind you, in August, we acquired the project, which is 1.2 million ounces of inferred 43-101 resource, grading 12.6 grams per ton. We paid $14.5 million for it, which is about 22 cents on the dollar of historical spend. And in October, we announced a scoping study estimating the NPV of the project at $340 million. So the upside potential is exponential from our purchase price entry level. How do we prove that value? Well, that's through infill and exploration drilling to de-risk the resource and increase the confidence in the plan that we laid out in the scoping study. I was in the camp last week in Kakamega, in just north of Kazuma in western Kenya, and toured the two operating drill rigs as well as the drill core from the first three holes since we started drilling around Christmas. We're targeting the first 200 meters below surface. The geologists are excited by what they can see, but I caution to wait for assay results, which should be out in the next couple of weeks. Then on to slide 12, which is the Singida project. During the quarter, we announced the construction decision and commenced work. The mine has an anticipated 24-month construction period, and first gold pour is expected at the end of 2022. Early construction activities have included the issuance of several key tenders, including sterilization drilling, TSF design, and the contract for Singida's crushing circuit at the processing plant has now been awarded to Metso, as well as other long lead items which are being ordered in due course. It's worth noting that we are conducting modest infill drilling at Singida, which started last week, targeting a reserve increase while the sterilization drill rig is already on site. On to slide 13, where we have outlined expected news flow over the next 6 months. Now, in summary, taking a step back, including last week's update on reserves and resources, nearly half of our expected news is linked to exploration activities. As mentioned at the start of the call, Shanta's equity story has transformed into one that's growth through exploration, now with three assets in two countries. And this is visible by the amount of exploration spending that's budgeted for both Tanzania and Kenya in 2021. I expect initial drilling results from West Kenya during the first quarter and exploration updates from Tanzania when ready over the next few months. And then finally, in October last year, we committed to the payment of a dividend in April 2021, and we will have more to say on that news during the first quarter over the next couple of weeks. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator and open up the line for any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. Again, if you are using a speakerphone and you are on mute, your question will not register if you press star 1. Please turn the mute function off and press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question from Ben Davis of Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi there. It's Ben Davis here from Liberum. Just quickly on, just in terms of your aspirations to increase exploration spend going up to $8 million, is that in terms of purpose, are you looking to extend implied mine life, or you know, should this be considered current rate going forward? If you could just add a bit more flesh to that, please.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, just in terms of the $8 million, our policy first and foremost is to replace ounces we mine in the year. So when we think of the allocating the exploration spending, it is predominantly to the mining licenses to do just that, just to extend the mine life and replace the ounces. Now, that being said, we do have some interesting targets outside of the mining licenses, and the way we think of that is both within the quote-unquote 20-kilometer radius of the mine, and then further afield. And within that 20 kilometers is the deposit called Porcupine South, which we announced last week, including the maiden resource of I think it was 64,000 ounces at 2.1 grams. And that was really just scratching the surface there. We, you know, we had, I think it was 28 holes, and we'll be back there, I think it's this month, to continue drilling.
Gotcha, that's great. And actually, just another quick one, if I may. Just on in the report, you noted the receivables gone up, like the VAT receivables gone up to 25 to 27 million, and that then, in terms of netting it off, there's going to be a verification audit from the Tanzanian tax authorities. I was just wondering how long that sort of that tax audit will be, when might we start seeing this VAT receivable messed off against the corporate tax charges going forward?
Yeah, those are very good questions. They're difficult to answer. You know, what I can say is what we would expect is the TRA to be reviewing this in installment phases. So, you know, you would to do a verification over the full amount in one go would take would be a considerable effort. And so we're encouraging, and we had another meeting this morning, encouraging the Revenue Authority to review this in phases. And have maintained an active dialogue with them on that. So I can't specifically answer the questions. I wish I could, but you know, what I can say is that we are a cash taxpayer in Tanzania. We are well liked by the government, and we continue to remain with a positive dialogue with the government.
Great, that's perfect. Thanks, Eric. Cheers.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. It appears we have no further questions. I would now like to turn the call back to Mr. Zurin for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. I appreciate the support from all shareholders and market stakeholders, and we look forward to keeping you updated over the next few quarters and weeks with additional information as it becomes available. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.